Yeah, good morning, Duncan. Mackenzie McCarg.
Good morning, guys. Just letting you know, it is Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas?
It's Stefanos Tsitsipas. Yeah, that's right. I've been working at this Australian Open the last 10 days. I'm actually back in Melbourne, and I was watching Stefanos Tsitsipas play yesterday, and tell you what, he is going to be some sort of weapon in years to come. He's part of this new generation coming through, and he's going to be a gun. So get to know his name.
Yeah, Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas, that's right, yeah. Stefanos.
Mate, he's got some game.
Phenomenal, guys. I mean, I watched him up close and personal yesterday. I mean, there's a huge contingent of Greeks down here in Melbourne, of course, and they've just come all out to watch this guy ever since the round one, and he's just been on fire. He's been playing out of court three and bringing a whole new legion of fans to Melbourne Park, and then when they put him on Rod Laver Arena, I think a lot of the Greeks are a little bit disappointed because they're used to watching him on the outside courts. All of Rod Laver Arena was ticketed, so they couldn't get inside the arena. So they found themselves out on Garden Square and Grand Slam Oval, and they were causing a hell of a racket. I mean, I think Roger Federer said last night that he could hear the Greek fans outside the stadium making noise. So, yeah, quite an extraordinary development there at Melbourne Park with the 20-time Grand Slam champion getting knocked out of the tournament.
Yeah, and there's a lot more tennis to come over the next week. But what about over in America, New Orleans at the moment, the NFC championship game between the Rams and New Orleans? How do you see this one playing out?
Well, it's just started, and the Saints are in good field position here. I think they're about to set up for a field goal. Obviously, Drew Brees just threw a pass that went into the end zone, just couldn't be caught. So, I mean, this is going to be a fantastic match. I mean, obviously, it's one of these ones where there's so much riding on this one, especially for the New Orleans Saints, because this is an aging team, and this is a team that hasn't been back to the big dance since 2009. I mean, it's an interesting one, Laurie, because last time these two teams played, I mean, the Rams were undefeated going in. I mean, we were talking about them. Could they possibly go through the season unbeaten? And then all of a sudden, they got beaten by the Saints, and then it kind of flipped the season on its head, didn't it? And everyone started talking about the Saints and whether they're going to win the Super Bowl. So I think it's basically going to come down to Drew Brees' quick-release passing game up against the Rams' defense that hasn't looked that great this season. I mean, we know they've been a really high-scoring team, but they've got the 19th best defense. So, yeah, they've also got a new secret weapon up there in the Goffense, or the Jared offense, as they like to call it. CJ Anderson, three games for the Rams. He's rushed for 422 yards, Laurie, and four touchdowns on 66 carries. So he could be the X factor for the Rams. But I just think at home, New Orleans with Brees and that offense, they're looking quite good. So, yeah, they've just scored that field goal. So in the opening quarter, it's the New Orleans Saints 3, the LA Rams 0.
Yeah, you can bet live in betting there. In writing, $1.58 New Orleans up against the LA Rams 2.40 at tab.com.au. Kansas City, Duncan, $1.55 up against New England 2.45. That starts at 10.40 our time.
Yeah, it does. Expect that to be really high scoring, TK. I mean, the last time these two teams played, it was one of the games of the season. I mean, 83 combined points. It was probably the Sunday night football game of the year. And Arrowhead Stadium is hosting its first ever title game in 46 years. Tom Brady versus our man, Patrick Mahomes. I know we've been waxing lyrical about him all year, but it's a deadly combination, isn't it? You've got this MVP favorite, the 23-year-old, combining with Andy Reid, one of the greatest NFL minds. And, yeah, they've certainly got the favourites. But don't write off the Patriots here. I mean, they've got the job done in so many of these big playoff games, and I think they surprised a lot of people with that win over the LA Chargers. Not necessarily the result, but just how well they did it. It was so convincing up at Foxborough. But now they've got to go to a very, very chilly Kansas City.
And it sounds as though it's us against the world, listening to some of Tom Brady's comments throughout the week. Nobody expecting us to win. We're just going to go there and play some football. But they're a bit like our Melbourne Storm, I suppose, the New England Patriots. You know, they've got some old-timers in there and people continue to write them off, but they continue to prove people wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's a very good analogy. They are like the Melbourne Storm, the team everyone loves to hate. You're either with the Patriots or against the Patriots. But yeah, as Brady said last week, I mean, he basically said everyone thinks our team sucks. Well, we want to prove people wrong, and maybe they will do that today. I mean, this is going to be a very, very chilly Kansas City, guys. There's been a lot of talk about the conditions over the last fortnight. I mean, basically, Kansas City's been hit with snow, rain, freezing temperatures the last few weeks. they've had workers that had to resod the field after the snow and ice basically altered the whole field. So it's currently -5 at the moment in Kansas City. They reckon it's going to get to -7 by game time. That's definitely not going to affect Tom Brady. I mean, he's used to playing in very, very cold conditions up in New England and Foxborough. I can't see yet if there's any snow on the ground, but hopefully it's going to stay clear. But, I mean, if it doesn't, it's going to make for an interesting spectacle, isn't it? Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about ticket prices as well and whether, you know, the cold conditions are driving people away, because we've had ticket prices plummeting ever since the forecast has come out, from about $450 to about $300. So whether people are going to stay at home, who knows? But it's the first title game at Arrowhead for 46 years, so I think you'd want to be at the game.
Yeah. How big a game is this for Andy Reid, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs? Because you said before he's got a great mind, but his track record in playoff games is not that great.
Yeah, it certainly isn't. I mean, it's one of these ones. I'm just going to give you an update here. New Orleans Saints have just scored a touchdown, from what I can see. So New Orleans 9, the LA Rams 0. I'm just going to try and get a look at who that was. But, yep, let's have a look. No, it might have been a pick, actually. Sorry, guys, the beauties of live coverage. Jared Goff has just thrown a pick. So my apologies. The score remains with New Orleans 3 and LA Rams 0. Yeah, it's a huge game for Andy Reid. I mean, it's one of these ones where, you know, obviously he's had a bit of success with the Philadelphia Eagles. But, yeah, I think he's got a younger team now. He's got a team with Mahomes on his back. He knows that this guy is going to be a franchise quarterback. So it's just a matter of getting himself in a position to try and take this opportunity against a New England team that's got so much experience.
Good on you, Duncan. We'll keep all our listeners and our viewers up to date with the live NFL matches. 3-0 currently, the Saints up against the LA Rams. Thanks very much, Duncan.
No worries. Thanks, guys.